Welcome into Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening, kicking off our program tonight. We're talking girls cross country to start the night as we're talking with South Hamilton girls cross country coach Emily Bookman joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
So as we take a look at your squad, at least the roster makeup, it's a young squad here in this 2023 season. A lot of sophomores and freshmen, a couple upperclassmen in there as well. But looking at least at the results here so far this year, it definitely appears your bell cow has been a freshman in CeCe Herrick. She's finished at the top of the pack for your girls here to start the year. And it's been the work of a lot of underclassmen here that has carried your varsity squad to this point. And just from the start of the season to now, well past the halfway point of the regular season, what improvements have you seen from this group as a whole to now the start of October?
Well, with this group, they work hard each day, and I've really seen them come together and pack up more. They're working on becoming more consistent between miles 1, 2, and 3 in their splits. And with our senior leadership, too, it's kind of helping the girls to figure out their pace in races. At the start of the year, I know we had some issues with runners going out too fast and then kind of dying the farther into the race that they got.
And taking a look here, you know, we talk about the group and now taking a look at some of the individuals. CeCe Herrick and Olivia Bonet have consistently been your top two runners here so far this year. What do each of those athletes in CeCe and Olivia bring to the table to help that really helps lead the way in those meets that your team has been to so far this year?
In both of their cases, you know, they went out and they did some running over the summer. They're very positive, and they always encourage anyone who is close to them and younger than that, well, not younger in Liv's case, and their own age or with the junior high runners, to come out with them, to practice with them. If we're doing repeats, they say, hey, come run with us.
And looking at the last week for your squad, there was some tough competition in the last week. You guys were at the Nevada Cross Country Meet on Monday over Indian Creek Country Club. You finished 8th there. You go and compete at a pretty big cross country meet over at Wartburg on Saturday. Finished 21st there in a field that was loaded with a lot of big school teams in that meet. And just in those two meets last week, what was maybe the area that your team impressed you the most? And what was an area that you felt your girls have an opportunity to work on a little bit more as we get closer to the postseason?
My girls have really impressed me with how they go out and compete. On Saturday, it was a pretty warm race. We ran at 11 in a big field of runners. And they all kind of gutted it out. They went out and they gave it their best. They all finished. Several of them had just little things that were bugging them. And like I said, they went out, they finished, they gave it their best. Something that we need to work on is making sure that we're hydrating and taking care of ourselves that way. Because I know hydration was also kind of an issue then on Saturday, too, with the heat. And I know that's going to be kind of what we focus and talk about tonight at practice, too, is making sure we hydrate all week.
And finally, taking a look here at your schedule, it's a pretty simple week this week, and even simpler when you factor in that your one meet is your home cross country meet, the Jim Klein Invitational, coming up on Thursday night at Jewel Golf and Country. And for this home meet, you know, how are the girls feeling? What are their feelings about having this home meet, and what's the expectation for you about how your team will perform this Thursday at the home meet?
The girls are pretty excited to be in front of a home crowd. They love that we're on our home course. They like our home golf course a lot. They're like, got the perfect amount of hills. There's just a few for those that like them, but there's not too many that it just kind of burns us out on them. So they're very excited for Thursday. They are hoping to be in the top 5 at this meet. We've got some big schools coming again that provide a lot of competition. So that'll help the girls to push themselves to hopefully, you know, get another PR or another season best in there.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck at your meet coming up on Thursday night.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you as well.
That was Emily Bookman here on our Coach Speak program. We'll be back with more after this.